Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we finished strong last night, so we made it into profit and we move on to the next day. So I know Friday is the day of reckoning for the SEC, but an 0-4 start in bowl games is still a little disturbing. And then what about Mike Leach at Mississippi State? What happened last night against Texas Tech? I didn't see that one coming, but new day today. We got three college football bowl games for you again, and let's lead off with the Pinstripe Bowl in New York. It is Maryland -3.5 over Virginia Tech. So I'm not a big fan of Maryland. They've lost games this year by 49, 41, 37, 19, 18, and 17. So if you bet on Maryland with me today, I just want you to know you're betting on a team that has lost six games by an average of 30 points. With that said, if you remember the Virginia Tech offense at Boston College, when Burmeister left after one pass attempt, they lost that game 17-3, and it was just dreadful. Well, today they don't have Burmeister. They don't have most of their receivers. They're either in the portal or unavailable to play. I do like the fact their interim coach is going to stay on the staff, but this Hokie team is going to look completely different today. I could support the under, but I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Terrapins over the Hokies. Next up, we go to the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando. We're going to play Clemson -2.5 over Iowa State. So my first gut reaction was that Clemson would care less about this bowl game after six straight years finishing in the top four. Yet, we have no Clemson opt-outs, but we do have the top player for Iowa State opting out of the game. Clemson has promoted both coordinators from within, so they should be excited to show their stuff today. Iowa State was much better than their record, but they still lost those five games. Clemson improved significantly in the second half of the season, and I expect them to be all business today. I'm on the Tigers, -2.5 over the Cyclones. Next up, we go to the Alamo Bowl. It is Oregon, +6.5 over Oklahoma. So big game Bob Stoops is back on the sidelines. You got a pair of interim coaches. You have plenty of opt-outs. You have plenty of players in the transfer portal. This one is an absolute mess to handicap. On a positive note for Oregon, Oklahoma isn't Utah. Utah's been their kryptonite this year. Oregon did have enough talent at one point this season to win at Ohio State. And then when it comes to Oklahoma, remind me which win should impress me the most. Was it Texas or Iowa State or Kansas State? I'm not sure. So I'm going to grab the 6.5 points with the Ducks of Oregon today against the Sooners of Oklahoma. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond in the NHL, where it was nice to cash a winner last night. Each goal had me pumping my fist with the Golden Knights. Tonight's play, it is Florida -1.5 over the Rangers at a +150. So the Panthers are 14-3 at home. The Rangers are 11-4-2 on the road. Two of the top six teams in the NHL meet in this one. The Panthers will be without a star winger tonight, but they do have their star goalie between the pipes. The Panthers lost three straight before the break, but I think they bounced back at home tonight. I'm going to play the -1.5 at a +150 with Florida over the Rangers. Next up, we go to the Association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play Oklahoma City and Phoenix under the 217. So, boy, oh, boy, the NBA has been frustrating for me. OKC is 19-13 to the under this year. They are the lowest scoring team in the NBA. The simulator gives this one a 68% chance to go under. Please go under tonight. I need to cash a ticket in the NBA. We're going Thunder and Suns under the 217 tonight. I said, please, come on, deliver me a win. Okay, next up, we go to college basketball where COVID hasn't canceled that many games yet today. So knock on wood, let's hope we can play our full customary seven games in college basketball. We're going to start with our play of the day. It is in the Big East. It is Butler -1 over DePaul. So Butler is 5-4 this year, only 2-7 against the spread. Their key win on the resume, a win on the road at Oklahoma. DePaul is 9-1, 8-2 against the spread, and they have that nice road win at Louisville this year. DePaul is much improved, but I think Butler's going to grit this one out tonight. So I'm on the Bulldogs, -1 in our college basketball play of the day. Next up, we go to the SEC. It is Arkansas +3.5 at Mississippi State. So the Razorbacks dropped back-to-back games to Oklahoma and Hofstra. They're 10-2 so far this season. Mississippi State is 9-3 with three straight W's. I expect this one to be a nail biter down the stretch. Arkansas gets to the line a lot. I think the road team steals the victory. I'm on the Razorbacks plus the 3.5 at Mississippi State. Next up, we go to Big Ten country in Iowa City. It is the Hawkeyes hosting Western Illinois. So the Hawkeyes are 9-3. The Leathernecks are 8-3. Western stubbed their toe somehow at Nebraska. Omaha as a 12.5 point favorite and lost last time out. Before that, they had won six straight, with their only two other losses being by 4 points each. Iowa's a good team, but I'm not sure they're good enough for a Tier 3 blowout tonight. So I'm going to take the Leathernecks plus the 18 at Iowa. Next up, we go to Tulsa. It is Tulsa plus 2.5 over SMU. SMU is 9-3, winning six straight games, including an impressive 18-point road win at New Mexico last time out. Tulsa, meanwhile, they're 6-5 with back-to-back wins. I think the Golden Hurricane have a much better version to show. So I'm going to take Tulsa plus the 2.5 against SMU. Next up, it is Tulane plus 9.5 over Memphis. So Memphis had all the hype coming into the season, and now they beat Alabama, so they're going to get everyone's best shot in conference. Tulane has lost 4 of 5 and is a very disappointing 3-6 so far this year. Tonight is a fresh start for the Green Wave and a chance to save the season. I think they'll give the Tigers everything they can handle, so I'm on Tulane plus the 9.5 against Memphis. Next up on the card, it is Louisville, minus 5.5 over Wake Forest. So one team has won 5 straight. The other has lost 3 of 5. We're betting on the team that has struggled so far. Chris Mack has taken advantage of this extra practice time and should have the 7-4 Cardinals ready for the 11-1 Demon Deacons tonight. So I'm going to lay the 5.5 on Louisville over Wake Forest. Then your final game on the card, it's a good one in the SEC. It is Alabama minus the 2.5 over Tennessee. So the Vols are coming off the big win over Arizona. Alabama, meanwhile, they've lost 2 of 3, including an upset loss to Davidson as a 9.5 point favorite. The Crimson Tide are being marked down tonight. This will be the cheapest price all season at home. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Alabama over Tennessee. So let's recap your card for a Wednesday. In college football, in the Pinstripe Bowl, we like Maryland minus the 3.5 over Virginia Tech. In the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando, we like Clemson minus the 2.5 over Iowa State. In the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, we like Oregon, the Ducks, plus 6.5 over Oklahoma. On the Frozen Pond, we like Florida minus the 1.5 over the Rangers at a plus 150. In the NBA, we like Oklahoma City and Phoenix to stay under the 217. In college basketball, your play of the day, it is Butler minus 1 over DePaul. We also like Arkansas plus 3.5 against Mississippi State. We're on Western Illinois plus the 18 at Iowa. We like Tulsa plus the 2.5 over SMU. We like Tulane plus the 9.5 over Memphis. We like Louisville minus the 5.5 over Wake Forest. And we're on Alabama minus the 2.5 over Tennessee. So that's your card for a Wednesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.